This is Fresh Air. Our rock and roll historian Ed Ward is back to continue his series on the music of the Summer of Love. This time he examines how the record industry tried to market their version of psychedelic music.
Me, the one thing the record industry hates is being behind the times, and the one thing it always is out of it. I remember picking up a copy of Billboard, the Bible of the record industry, in the summer of 1967 and reading an article on the front page about how kids were abandoning rock and roll for polka. This was just after I'd come back from San Francisco, where I'd gone to shows at the Avalon Ballroom and other psychedelic dance halls and heard some mind-blowing music, none of which was polka. Of course, the record biz was located in L.A., and to most of the people in it, San Francisco could have been a continent away. The San Francisco bands, like the Moby Grape or Big Brother and the Holding Company, were notoriously uncooperative when it came to getting groomed for stardom, but that was okay. The kids who bought records in Podunk, Iowa, wouldn't know the difference anyway. The record industry could sell the Summer of Love without getting anywhere near San Francisco.
All across the nation, such a strange vibration.
It's not fair to pillory Scott McKenzie for singing a song like San Francisco, Be Sure to Wear Some Flowers in Your Hair. He was just a guy with a voice. After all, none of the people in the business saw it as being any different than selling surfing or Hondas or any other youth fad. It wasn't even the worst song about the phenomenon. Ever hear of Marcia Strassman? Get that out of here. The Flower Children, fortunately, wasn't a hit, and I suspect Strassman went back to musical comedy or something. But there were records that acknowledged some of the Flower Children's problems, like this one.
Shoulder, saying I'm a flower child.
The Jefferson Handkerchief's I'm Allergic to Flowers wasn't a hit, but at least it had a sense of humor. Stu Mitchell didn't.
Talking mindless riddles, and I search to find life's key. I steal to keep my need alive as it devours me. The price of wealth and boredom with a life that was given me. 'Cause I live in a house on Nowhere Street in a town called LSD.
Acid was another quickie exploitation song about an LSD addict, and its catalog of horrors also went unnoticed. If you're picking up a pattern here, you're right. Even in Podunk, Iowa, kids were smart enough to weed out most of the junk aimed at them, except when, as in Scott McKenzie's case, it spoke to their yearning. The realities of the Haight-Ashbury could be plenty grim, but at least America's flower children wanted to hear them sung about by people who'd been there.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle.